This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Our Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, we might got college football going on. We might have NFL football going on. You're going to blink. NBA basketball will be back in about a month's time as well. And before we even get to training camps and media days, before we send teams overseas, man, the biggest story in the NBA right now is involving the guy who really never says anything. Apparently he was paid as a spokesperson to do nothing by a company that now doesn't exist, funded by his team's owner. I don't know. We're talking about Kawhi Leonard. There's a lot going on every day. It seems that things change, and apparently more evidence apparently comes out. The NBA is investigating cap circumvention by the Clippers to talk about this Kawhi situation, some of the other storylines heading into this upcoming season. Joining us right now is a senior NBA writer, covers all things NBA for the Action Network. It's Matt Moore. Matt, how are you?
Doing well, man. How are you?
I'm excellent. When you take a look at everything that's taken place with Kawhi Leonard, and we heard from Adam Silver yesterday that they're actively investigating. Today we get a report that one of the minority owners of the Clippers ended up putting $2 million into that company, and 1.5 went to Kawhi. Do you ultimately feel that this is that there's going to be some punishment levied and laid down?
I do. The terms of the CBA, which is the important part here, stipulate that circumstantial evidence can be enough to warrant punishment. There's not a, you know, Silver said in his press conference yesterday that the burden of proof is on the league, and while that's true, the threshold of that burden of proof is a lot lower than it is in a court of law.
Yeah.
As far as I've come to understand it. So, you know, clearly the other owners are going to be upset with this. Clearly they're going to have communicated their outrage, and you're already seeing reports coming out of, well, if they don't come down on the Clippers, then what's to stop me from doing it? So I think that eventually there is going to be a punishment levy. I do not feel that anything will happen to Kawhi. I think Kawhi is going to be free to play. The worst that could happen there is that they can basically wipe out that extension. And if there's a possibility of them limiting his ability to re-sign with the Clippers, which would be a dramatic situation in which Kawhi enters free agency basically at the conclusion of that investigation when those penalties are handed down, that would be a shocking result. As far as the Clippers, you know, the league's office has wide berth here to be able to issue penalties. Typically, the rules do state that it's a first-round draft pick and $5 million in fines, but those are really drops in the bucket for the Clippers. You wonder if those penalties are going to be more severe. But I do think that based off of the conspicuous nature of the amount in particular, that Ballmer invested $58 million and Kawhi was paid to a deal 48, Pablo Torre's report on Pablo Torre finds out today that when Aspiration, the company, ran out of money and Kawhi was owed $1.75 million, a Clippers minority owner invested exactly $2 million. The numbers are too close in order for this not to be suspect enough and circumstantial for there not to be, I think, punishment. So I do expect penalties of some sort to wind up impacting the Clippers.
Well, Matt, you don't believe that Kawhi Leonard's contract will be voided. If that is the case, he becomes a free agent, and then what? Does he have to sign somewhere on a minimum? Like, you don't feel there's going to be a punishment, but what could it be for Kawhi?
I mean, it can be a suspension because he knowingly entered into an agreement that violates the CBA. So it is entirely possible that the league can choose to suspend him. The most likely, though, is just a wiping out of that, of his latest extension, rendering that null with the Clippers. That's the most likely punishment if something happens. But, you know, from a league perspective, this is much more of a violation by the Clippers. And there's always going to be, I think, a resistance to punishing players for getting more money. I think that's always going to be a resistance point, not only by the league, but especially as a fight with the NBPA. I think that would be difficult.
Matt Moore is joining us, senior NBA writer for the Action Network. We have to see how this bears out. I'm sure that we're going to have a resolution prior to the season. At the same time, Malik Beasley, he's been under investigation for gambling. This has been well documented. We know that apparently, as of right now, the federal government isn't beating down on him, but the NBA is certainly looking into his circumstances. Do you think that we're going to see Malik Beasley suit up at all for an NBA team at any point this season?
I think it's too soon to tell, because I think that the threshold, depending on, because we just talked about how it's different in the Kawhi situation for wrongdoing rather than a legal case, whereas Beasley was under investigation for a crime. And as he's been cleared of that, you would think like, oh, it should be fine. He can just rejoin. But if the league finds things that they can prove that he did that the prosecution or the investigators could not determine was worth a case, but is enough evidence for the league to suspend, then that's a different matter. I think that's why you're saying that he hasn't been signed yet. The other issue is, you know, following that, the report of the investigation, a number of other reports came out about his situation, owing people money, being evicted, all of those things. So it does not appear that he has been in a good place. And I think teams are wary of approaching him until they can feel like that situation has been resolved. So while, you know, I think it's definitely important to stress that he's no longer under investigation for this crime, I do think that the league is still determining exactly what happened and if there's any violation internally that doesn't meet the criteria of criminal activity but still violate the player conduct rules.
Oh, someone that doesn't have to worry about any of that. It'd be shocking if his name popped up in any of that is Al Horford. I mean, we're getting closer to the season, and who knows, he may wait until deep into the year, but we got guys like Al Horford, still a free agent, hasn't signed with the Celtics or anyone else. Russell Westbrook, still a free agent as well. What are your thoughts on where these two guys might end up, if anywhere at all?
Yeah, I think, you know, Horford, I think, is still considering retirement, and he's not going to make that decision, I don't think, until it's time for camp to convene. You know, the Jonathan Kuminga situation is widely thought to be the holdup with Horford's contract with the Warriors, and that once Kuminga gets signed, Horford will be added to the team. But he may also decide that he just doesn't want to do it. This is the time of year when veterans are starting to get into shape, that they're getting into the gym to start getting themselves ready for the season. And if Horford gets to a point where he's just like, I don't want to do this, I don't want to go through that, that's usually the point where guys decide to hang it up. He's obviously pretty close to that. This will be his last season regardless. But I think he'll wind up playing with the Golden State Warriors this season. For Westbrook, it's a little bit more complicated because the number of teams that were interested really dried up. Most of the roster spots have disappeared. And so trying to figure out exactly where he'd fit is difficult. You know, the Kings were reportedly looking to trade Malik Monk in order to make room for Westbrook, but it seems like they've cooled on that idea. And now they've kind of resisted it because they're not getting the kind of return for Monk, I think, that they expected on the market, especially I think they were in conversations with the Warriors on that front for a possible Kuminga deal. But there's a domino effect here. The Warriors decide they're not going to trade Kuminga, which means that the Kings can't get the offer that they want, or Malik Monk, which means they don't have room to sign Russell Westbrook. So all of these, there's kind of a domino effect going on here. Ultimately, I'm not sure where Westbrook's going to be, and I wouldn't be surprised if the preseason starts, if not the regular season starts, without Russell Westbrook in uniform, based off of I don't think he's in a hurry to sign, and I don't think teams are in a hurry to sign him yet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Wow. Wow. Matt Moore is here with us, senior NBA writer for the Action Network. You talk about point guards not currently having a job. We know that Ben Simmons apparently dropped by his agent. Not on an NBA team, didn't want to sign with the Knicks, is apparently contemplating his future. Is he done in the NBA, or is he just going to be some fashion model somewhere in Europe?
Yeah, I think his agent dropped him after the Knicks debacle, and that's a pretty bad signal to the other teams that if they don't feel like you're invested, that you're in, that you're really looking to contribute. He comes with too many headaches, not just the on-court problem of his offensive limitations, but he's always been known to be a difficult guy. He seems to me like a guy that's going to wind up playing in Europe and kind of realizing the mess that he made of what could have been a very lucrative career. Now, he already made a lot of money, but he could have made a lot more. And I wouldn't be surprised if he plays in Europe and then winds up coming back at some point after that, because he's still got a lot of potential. But you know, with Simmons, the word's always kind of been that it's not just the offensive limitations as far as his jumper goes. It's that the attitude isn't there. The want to isn't there. I think until that gets resolved, I think teams are going to be really reluctant. So personally, I'd be surprised if he winds up on a roster by the time training camp opens.
I agree with you on that one. One guy that we know he ain't going anywhere, at least for one more season, is LeBron James. We've heard all the stories about how the Lakers have transitioned, rightfully so, to a younger Luka, thinking about down the road as opposed to maybe exactly right now. What do you think the rest of this season is going to look like for LeBron and possibly maybe elsewhere?
I think he finishes with the Lakers. You know, there's a lot of talk about the other league that he reportedly could consider starting next season. I think this is his final go. I'm curious to see whether or not how Nike approaches it, actually, from a marketing standpoint, because that's always been my argument, is when LeBron hangs it up, you're going to know, because they're going to make money off of the retirement tour. And so if this is his last run, he probably needs to decide that going in, because there's a lot of people that are going to, you know, make, including him, that will make money off of that process. But I am kind of curious about what he wants for beyond this season. I don't know. There's no scenario he gets traded, not with a $52 million expiring. It's just too difficult to make the math work in today's NBA. So I don't think there's any chance that he gets traded unless something very dramatic happens mid-season with another team. So I do think that he finishes this season with the Lakers. I kind of expect it to be his last because the Lakers seem ready to move on as well. And what happens with him after that, who knows? Because LeBron's always been one to want to set his own path and do things his way. And if that means something beyond the NBA, that might be the most interesting path of all.
So, Matt, you believe that this might be LeBron's final season? I'm with you. They're going to try to monetize this. Wouldn't he have to make that announcement in, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah. So if he comes in the season and just says, yeah, I don't know, I kind of want to play a few more seasons, then you know that he's really in it. I do think that he's talked about this so much, though, the last couple of years, that it's getting harder for him to kind of buy into the want to. And I do think that the Lakers situation really frustrated him. He effectively lost a power battle, much sports did with the Lakers. And they've made it very clear that they have shifted past him. And that's got to be a little insulting, given the fact of who he is. He's not used to being treated like that. Now, there's other places that he could go, but if you want to go there, he probably needed to not pick up that extension. And he could have signed wherever he wanted for still a lot of money and competed for a championship. But he chose to remain with the Lakers because of all his connections to L.A. So I'm just very curious to kind of see what this looks like from a long-term perspective. But I'm also not of the opinion that he does not sound to me like a guy that is like, yeah, I think I can play 5 more years. I think he's like, I could play 3 more years, but I don't know if I want to. And once the want to becomes a question, I do think that the end comes quicker then.
Oh, yeah, this is going to get here sooner than later. Hey, Matt, we know that we're about a month away from the season, so we really appreciate you taking the time and joining us. Please tell everyone where they could follow you and all of your work.
Yeah, check out the Action Network. You can also find me on Locked On NBA, the podcast, every single day. You can catch me there. I've got the Buckets podcast, and I've got some Substacks on my Twitter profile as well.
Hey, Matt, thank you so much. We'll catch you on down the line, okay?
Anytime, man. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.